Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Looking for the perfect First Communion, Confirmation, or RCIA gift? Consider a beautiful, heirloom quality, made-in-Italy rosary from Ghirelli. A Ghirelli rosary will be prayed with and cherished forever, guaranteed. Shop Ghirelli today. That's GHIRELLI.com.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to the Gary Zimek Show. I am Gary Zimek. I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes. Thanks so much for swinging by today. I saved you a seat. Pull up a chair, make yourself comfortable, grab a beverage, because today we are going to talk about how to experience peace, even in the midst of problems and difficulties and turmoil. Are you struggling with something right now? Are you really trying to find peace in the midst of a difficult situation? I guarantee you it is absolutely possible. We will look today at some of the advice, great advice, I might add, given by St. Paul on this very matter. So I think you're going to really enjoy this show. And I want to thank you for listening to this program. We are now being carried, in addition to the Breadbox Media Catholic Podcasting Network and iTunes and Stitcher and Podbeans and various podcast outlets, we are now being carried by WCOJ in Coatesville, Pennsylvania, and WISP in Doylestown and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, part of the Holy Spirit Radio Network. It's such an honor to be able to be with you in so many different ways on this program. And I would ask you to do me a favor. Please spread the news about the Gary Zimek Show to your friends. You can find out more about this program and all of the work that I do. You can also find out how to invite me to speak at your parish or your conference by going to my website, followingthetruth.com. In case you're not familiar with my work, I'm a speaker, I'm an author, and my specialty is overcoming anxiety with the help of Jesus Christ. I have been struggling as an anxious person for many, many years, but the Lord has helped me. He's helped me to experience peace, and that's what I do now. I do this full time. I get out there and travel across the country. I speak and I write. However I can get the message out, I do radio to let you know that Christ wants to be a part of your daily life, and that should give you hope, because you can experience peace by walking with Christ every day. I know it sounds like a cliche, but on this program, we make it very real. I give you advice and let you know some of the steps that I go through and how the Lord grants me peace. We're going to talk about one of my favorite Bible passages today. I mentioned earlier, it's from St. Paul. It's St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. So stick around. You're going to really enjoy this. So before we go any further, I would like to ask if you'd pray with me. We'll pray for the program, that I get the words that the Lord wants me to have, that all of our hearts are opened up so that we can hear His message and put it into practice. We'll also pray for our needs. Does that sound good? So let's pray together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for the gift of this new day. Father, the fact that we are able to join together today to hear this message means that we are still alive. That's a reminder of just how much you love us. Father, thank you for sending Jesus Christ into the world. to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead so that we could one day live in heaven without any problems, in total peace. What a great blessing, Father. Father, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We ask you now to stir up your spirit in each of us. Give me the words. You have a message that you want me to deliver today. Help me get out of the way so your message can be delivered. And open all of our minds and our hearts so that we are receptive to hearing what it is that you have for us today. Father, we lift up all of our needs, the people we love, our friends, work situations, family problems, anything that we are concerned about, we lift up right now. We give it to you because we know that you care for us. We know that you love us. And we also know that you're all powerful. So anything that we're worried about right now, you can handle. So rather than try to handle it all ourselves, we give you our problems today, Father. We ask you to handle them for us. And we ask you, Father, for these things. In the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you so much for praying with me. I always get energized when I pray because I realize when I pray, something happens. You know, we forget that sometimes, don't we? We forget that when we pray, automatically, grace starts flooding over us. We can't see it because grace is one of those invisible things that sometimes we don't appreciate. And one of the things we struggle with as humans, with a especially with a fallen human nature, we struggle with the fact that when we pray, we don't often see immediately the results of the prayer. And that's problematic sometimes. But the more you do it, and I promise you this, the more you do it, the easier it becomes, and the more you begin to realize that, hey, I know something's happening. A lot of times when we pray, we start to feel a little more peaceful. That's not an accident. That's just not because we're saying words that are making us feel better. That's because often the first fruit of prayer is peace. So the theme of today's show is all about peace. How do I find peace in the midst of a crazy world? And guess what the first step always is? You got it. The first step is prayer. And we're going to turn to the words of St. Paul today. Again, I mentioned at the start one of my favorite passages from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. Because here's what happens. I give a lot of talks and I write a lot about overcoming worry. Here's how we break free from worry. Jesus was very clear in one of the prior shows that I did. I talked about this in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus specifically tells us, do not worry. Well, if all we did was concentrate on those words, do not worry, I must not worry, I can't worry, we're probably going to start to worry more because we think we're offending Jesus. That's why we need to take the Lord's word more than just, you know, not just extract one little piece of his word. We need to look at the entire Bible as a whole and put it all together. Well, Jesus said, do not worry here, but also in Matthew 11:28, he said, come to me if you're weary and heavy laden. All right, so now I know I'm not supposed to worry and I'm supposed to come to Jesus. And today we'll look at what St. Paul had to say, again, from the inspired word of God, sacred scripture. St. Paul is going to tell us how on a daily basis we can put this into practice. I know I'm not supposed to worry. Well, if I'm not worrying, what am I supposed to do? That's what we're going to talk about today. This is going to be good stuff. And it's, again, such a pleasure to be with you on this program. And I look forward to discussing more of these type topics in the weeks to come. The purpose of this show is to give you hope. That's what I want to do. I want to give you hope because you should have hope. With God, all things are possible. With God, we should never look at any problem in our life as being hopeless. We shouldn't. We might feel hopeless, but I want to get you to the point where you know that it is not hopeless, because nothing is hopeless. With God, all things are possible. He can cure cancer. He can heal relationships. He can find you a job if you've been out of work for I don't care how many years. All things are possible with God. And I want to help you realize that. I want to help you to understand that God loves you and that he can handle any of your problems. So we're going to take a look at St. Paul's letter to the Philippians right now. Let's get right into it. It's Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 4. And if you want to, I'll remind you this at the end, once again, of the program, so you can check this out in your Bible. You should probably get your yellow highlighter out and highlight it so that you can go back. This is a very, very powerful passage. St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, beginning in chapter 4, verse 4. Philippians 4, 4. You ready? All right, here we go. Rejoice in the Lord always. Don't you love that? I love that it starts out with that message. Rejoice in the Lord always. Now, I'm going to share with you something personal. I tend by nature, and I try to be as transparent as I can. I want you to know that I struggle with anxiety. I have other issues that I've struggled with. And that doesn't mean I can't be at peace. That doesn't mean I can't have a good relationship with the Lord. It just means that I understand who I am and what I'm all about. I need lots of help. The good thing is the Lord wants to help me, and he wants to help you too. He doesn't expect us to achieve peace in our lives all by ourselves. He wants to help us. So rejoice in the Lord always. As a cynic by nature, and I'll be honest, I can be a little cynical. I look at a verse like that, rejoice in the Lord always, and I think about certain days that I wake up and maybe I'm a little tired or my stomach's not feeling well or it's raining out, it's a dreary day, it might be cold out. You know one of those days? And you hear a verse like this, rejoice in the Lord always, and you say, you know what? I don't feel like rejoicing today. Have you ever been there? Of course, many of us have. Rejoice in the Lord always. Well, I don't know this for a fact, but I know that I know for a fact that the Bible is the inspired word of God. So every word in the Bible was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Now, what I don't know for a fact, but I would kind of like to think this, is that when the Holy Spirit was inspiring St. Paul, he had in mind a knucklehead like Gary Zimek, who would wake up one day and hear rejoice in the Lord always and say, I don't feel like it, right? I mean, let's be honest, you have probably been there at one time or another. We all have days like that. Rejoice in the Lord always. And that's why I believe the Holy Spirit inspired Paul to write the next verse. I will say it again. Rejoice with an exclamation. So in other words, you missed it the first time, Gary. I said to rejoice. I'm going to tell you again, rejoice in the Lord always. Now, he's going to explain why it is that we should rejoice, because quite honestly, you might be dealing with a very serious problem in your life right now. You might not have any hope. Everything might look dark to you. It's quite possible. Believe it or not, I've been there in the not too distant past, and I'm sure I'll be there again, a problem that doesn't look solvable. Rejoice in the Lord always. Well, let's read on and see what Paul has to say, because it's all going to start to make sense. Let your gentleness be evident to all. Your gentleness, your forbearance. Different Bibles have different translations. The point is, when we act a certain way in the midst of trials and tribulations, if you can rejoice in the midst of a stressful situation, you are going to impact people. I know this has happened to me. I shared with you on last week's show the fact that I got in a serious car accident in the not too distant past. And when I got out of the car, thank God I was okay. My car was totaled. The emergency worker who opened the door was probably, he didn't know what to expect. He didn't know what kind of condition I would be in. The first thing I said to him was, I'm blessed to be alive. And he said, wow, that's a really good way to look at it. And believe me, I was feeling blessed at that point, and I was also peaceful. So when you rejoice in the Lord always, even when times are tough, you are going to do a great job of evangelizing, of sharing your faith with others. So that's why Paul is saying to do that. Now, why is it that we should rejoice? The Lord is near. Right there, we have the answer to why we should rejoice. Throughout the Old and the New Testament, we repeatedly hear the Lord say, be not afraid, in some form or another, hundreds of times throughout the Old and New Testament. And every time he says it, it's always tied to another message. Be not afraid. Why? Because I am with you. Not be afraid because you'll have no problems in your life. Not be afraid because you're not going to have to suffer any situation. No, be not afraid because I am with you. That's all we need. We need the presence of the Lord, and that's it. That, my friend, is why we should rejoice, because the Lord is near. And if you wake up in the middle of the night, I do this sometimes. Sometimes I have trouble sleeping. And I wake up at 3, 4 in the morning. You know what that's like. You begin to, sometimes you could easily plunge into despair. You could start to panic about all of your problems. The Lord's there. He's near to you right there. So you can turn to Him, and rather than panic, you can begin to pray. You can. At any time of the day or night, you can pray in your car. You can pray when you're taking a walk. You can pray in the office when it becomes stressful at work. You can pray silently in your head. The Lord is near. And that's the first takeaway of this message from Paul. That's why we should rejoice. Now, I'm still not telling you how it is that you can obtain peace in life, but the point is, the Lord is near and you should rejoice. Well, we need to read on to see how that is possible. Now Paul gets into what is, I think, one of the most famous passages for those people, like you and me probably, who tend to be anxious. If you're anxious and you read the Bible, you probably know what I'm about to say. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything. Here we go. This sounds like what Jesus was saying in the Sermon on the Mount. Do not be anxious about anything, but hang in there. Paul's about to give us a little bit more. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, not some situations, not the situations that appear solvable, but even the hopeless ones. But in every situation, Paul says, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So you see what Paul's doing? He's telling us, do not be anxious about anything. Do not be anxious about anything. In every situation, however, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Instead of worrying about your problems, pray. In every situation, if you're worried that you're not going to be able to find a parking spot and you have an important meeting, pray about it. If you're worried that it's going to rain and you have an outdoor birthday party, pray about it. I'm not saying God will always answer your prayers in the way you want, but you want to pray about every situation because then you know that you've done what you could. Now, of course, if there's something else you can do to remedy the situation, then do it. The Lord expects you to do that. But if you are completely faced with something that is beyond your control, and these are the main anxiety-producing events that we run into in our lives, the things that we can't control, such as the weather, such as finding a parking spot if we need one in a crowded parking lot. And again, somebody will hear this and say, well, these are minor problems, but that doesn't matter. If it's a problem to you, it's a problem to the Lord. He gets it. He wants to be a part of your life. Sometimes we think that He only cares about the big things. No, He cares about everything. So instead of worrying about these things, you do what you can, and then you pray. You say, Lord, I'm scared. I'm scared about these medical tests that I have to get. I'm scared that I'm going to lose my job. I'm scared that I'll be alone for the rest of my life. One thing after another. Tell the Lord. Pray about it. And that's what Paul's saying to do. But he also adds to do it with thanksgiving. Now this, again, for somebody who tends to be cynical, this could be a problem. How do I know the Lord's going to answer me or answer in the way that I like? I'm not so sure that I want to say thanks. And, you know, unfortunately, we tend to have this approach to asking for things with one another, in that we will ask for a favor. Can you do this for me? Can you lend me some money? Can you go to the store for me? Can you put in a good word so that I can get this job? And we have a tendency to wait until we receive the favor before we say thank you. But what Paul is saying here is present your prayer request with thanksgiving. In other words, thank God even before He answers. Well, why should we do that? Well, the reason we should do that, first of all, is because He's God and He loves us and He deserves our thanksgiving just for the fact that we're able to talk to Him and He hears us. But also, we can thank Him in advance whenever we pray, whenever we present any petitions to Him. We can thank Him in advance because we are absolutely guaranteed that He will answer us. Now, wait a minute, Gary, are you saying we always get what we want? No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is Jesus told us that if we ask, we will receive. If we seek, we will find. Does that sound familiar? Knock and the door will be open. He didn't say ask and you will sometimes receive. He didn't say seek and you will sometimes find. He didn't say knock and the door will sometimes be open. It's a given. You ask, you seek, you knock, you will get an answer. You will always get an answer to your prayer. The answer might be yes, the answer might be no, or the answer might be the one that drives so many of us crazy, not yet. Doesn't that one drive you crazy? Not yet, the Lord says, and you have to wait. Oh, I don't like to wait, but you'll get an answer. And sometimes we equate answered prayer with receiving exactly what we want. But why would that happen? If we're asking for something that might not be good for us in the big picture, why would we expect the Lord to give it to us? Because he loves us. And again, if you examine the words of Jesus when he talked about ask and you shall receive, he goes on to say exactly that. Your Father in heaven is not going to give you something that's bad for you. So we can absolutely thank the Lord as soon as we present our petitions to him in prayer. And that's what Paul is telling us to do. So you might say at this point, okay, so now, Gary, you're telling me that instead of worrying, I have to present, or I should present my needs to the Lord with thanksgiving. And if I do that, that might make the Lord happy, but how does that benefit me? And you know, a lot of times that is the way we think. And that's okay, because as we grow in our relationship with God, initially we are in it for ourselves. We're looking for something. We're seeking something. We have a desire. And God plants that desire inside of us because he wants us to find him. You know, you don't want to go through your entire life never moving on from that type of relationship with the Lord. Lord, I need something. And then you'll get an answer. You want to grow beyond that. And at some point you will. If you start speaking to him every day and get to know him on a personal level, you're going to fall in love with him. And eventually you're going to say to him, Lord, I want to do things for you. I want to help you. I want to repay you. But it's okay to have that mindset, especially maybe you're early in your relationship with the Lord. Maybe praying is a new thing to you. Maybe you don't pray at all, and this is the first time you've ever thought about this. It's okay. You should expect something in return. Paul goes on to say exactly what we can expect in return if we pray with thanksgiving in every situation instead of worrying. Philippians 4, verse 7. Paul says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And right there is your answer. Instead of worrying about your problems, worrying is never going to bring you peace. What worrying will do is it'll make you think of every possible negative outcome to a situation in your life, right? Am I being honest? You know that. It's going to make you feel even worse. With worry, you receive the negative emotion of every possible bad outcome. What if my husband dies? What if I never get another job? What if I never recover from this illness? And you start going down that road and you start feeling negative emotions because you're thinking negative thoughts. And because these situations are not real in your life, what if I never get a job? Well, that's not a real problem in your life just yet. What if I never recover? You're way into the future. You have no idea what's going to happen. What if I never meet somebody and I'm lonely for the rest of my life? You know, you are worried about a problem. You're feeling these real negative feelings, but there is no grace involved. God doesn't give you the grace to deal with imaginary problems. So therefore, you're going to be really stressed out. You don't want to go down that road. But on the other hand, if you follow St. Paul's advice and you present your needs to the Lord with thanksgiving, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, is going to fill your heart and your mind. That's how you obtain peace in life. But you need to do this every day. You need to do it several times a day. Whenever a problem arises, ask the Holy Spirit to help you to remember to pray instead of panicking. Because when you pray, you can't be worrying. You can still be afraid, but you can't be worrying. You see that? Because worrying is a conscious action. When you pray, you cannot worry. Worry and worship cannot coexist. They're two different things. So when I turn to the Lord and begin to ask him for what I need and to thank him, at that moment, I'm not worrying. And Paul tells us that the peace of the Lord which is a supernatural peace, not the peace of the world. The peace of the world says all your problems have to go away before you will be peaceful. The Lord's peace is not the absence of conflict. You can still have turmoil in your life. The Lord's peace is a supernatural peace. So there you go. That's Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Highlight that in your Bible, Philippians 4, 4 through 7. And the final thing I want to say on that is, you might look at this and say, well, St. Paul, he's a saint. This guy walks around with his hands folded. He has a halo over his head. What does he have to worry about? This is easy for him to say. He's one of these holy guys. Do you know where St. Paul was when he wrote these words? In case you don't know, I'll tell you. He was under house arrest, chained to a Roman guard 24 hours a day. And he says, rejoice in the Lord. Are you kidding me? And he talks about praying and receiving peace. Yep, exactly. If St. Paul could say that, you know there's something there. And the reason he can say that is because St. Paul knew Jesus Christ intimately, and you can experience the same thing just by getting to know Christ. So do that today. Begin to pray like that instead of worrying. Don't worry about your problems. Pray about them, and you will start to feel that incredible peace that Paul is talking about. Well, I can't believe this, but we are just about at the end of the program. I want to thank you again for listening. And I'd like to ask you to do me a favor. If you enjoy the Gary Zimak Show and you're listening to a podcast, if you could please give the podcast a rating. It's really simple. There's a series of stars. I know iTunes does it. I think Podbean does it as well. Some of the other services do. Just give it a rating. If you like the show, please rate it as highly as you can. And what that does, and I've gotten some five-star ratings, that helps to get the word out. And therefore, the podcast gets recommended to other people. I want to continue to expand this show as much as I can to get the message out that Jesus Christ is real and wants to be a part of your life, and you can live at peace. Also, while you're at it, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. If you would like to make a donation to support my full-time ministry, I would be so grateful. I do support my family through my ministry, so if you're able to make a donation to help me go forward and continue to proclaim the good news, I would be so thankful. Don't put yourself in any jeopardy. I'm not asking you to do something if you can't afford it, but if you're able to, you can become a monthly donor of my work, and that would help me, or you can make a one-time donation. It would help me to continue to expand my outreach even more to bring the good news. You can do that right at followingthetruth.com. You can do that for 1 month. You could change your mind the next month. If you're a monthly sponsor, you could cancel at any time. It's done very easily through PayPal at followingthetruth.com. Also, if you would like to bring me to speak at your parish or your conference, I would love to do so. I am now in ministry full-time. I was working at a parish for a while. I've given that up so I can go out full-time. I'm booking for Lent of 2020. I have openings for the rest of 2019 as well to do parish missions, to do talks, to do retreats. I want to share the good news with you wherever you are. So followingthetruth.com is the place to go. If you have comments about the podcast, just send me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. And again, let's see what happens. Let's pray for one another. I want to get this show on more and more Catholic radio stations as well. If you want to make a recommendation to your local Catholic radio station, if you're listening on the podcast and you think, hey, I want to get this guy on my radio station, please refer your program director to followingthetruth.com. Thanks again for listening. I look forward to being with you next week on the Gary Zimak Show. And until we meet again, I want you to remember something. God loves you. And I love you, so what is there to worry about? We'll talk to you next time. God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health-sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.